And now we end up in one of these places. And try and guess why.
ببین عجب جدایی شدم.
السلام علیکم and welcome back to Hauza Life, the show where we show you what Hauza Life is really like for Hauza students living here in the holy city of Qom.
This is my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And this is my wife, Sayyida Fatima Ali. We have some very good news for you. Alright, I'm going to be a dad.
And obviously then I'm going to be a mother.
Yeah. So yeah, we just want to talk about our feelings so far. So Sayyida, how do you feel? You're going to be a mum now. You're a Hauza student. And you're working at IP, and you're in the holy city of Qom. What does it feel like?
To be pregnant. It feels horrible sometimes.
Oh.
I'm being honest. It's like the first few months, right now I think I'm about like 5 months. Mm-hmm. It's been horrible. I mean, alhamdulillah, the feeling of being pregnant is like, oh my God, I'm going to have a baby. And it's like, ah, our kid, and like that and all that. It's like a good feeling. And you get a motherly feeling, like, you know, you feel, sometimes you randomly feel emotional for your kid. Like, I've been growing, I just feel like praying for him or her. I just feel like, oh my God, I really want to pray for him or her. Sometimes you feel those emotional motherly
this
feelings,
is amazing,
you know.
Because she feels awful.
Yeah, like
most of the time I'm not home either. I'm usually at class.
He's so busy, right?
Or I'm at work.
So are you studying?
Okay, so this is basically the chapter on the importance of wahi.
Yeah.
But they don't get divine inspiration.
Yeah, they don't. I'm saying they still give us information and knowledge.
Yeah, in the same way that we look to scholars and maulanas and sheikhs and.
And we follow marjas.
And we follow marjas. In the same way that we do that, they get theirs from the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Ahlul Bayt, they get their understanding of everything from wahi. What is this wahi? What is divine inspiration?
So I've just come out of my class and we're on our way to a different madrasa now because we have another class in a different madrasa.
So we're for common food. This is like a really nice burger.
So I just got home. It is 12:45,
I'm exhausted, but it's my turn to cook and Sayyida's having a backache because obviously she's pregnant and stuff.
I have been up since 4 o'clock in the morning.
No,
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the morning. Studied for 2 hours, left for class. I've been at class. Then after class, I went to eat something. Then I came home, left some lunch for Sayyida.
I showed them that.
Oh yeah? And then I took off for work. This is like, not every day is this busy, but
it is busy.
You do get days like that.
Our chicken curry is almost done. We're just gonna add some rice into it. Mm-hmm. Basically, Muzaffar has a Sarf exam tomorrow. So what is Sarf, Muzaffar?
Sarf is Arabic grammar. Sarf sade means sarf easy. Sade means easy. Sarf is one of the core subjects that you're gonna be studying here. Okay, and it's not easy. This title is a lie. Okay? You see this? You see this? But now we're doing ism. And ism is absolutely and completely in Arabic, okay? How do they expect us to do this? I don't know, but somehow we're managing it. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Didn't know a word of Arabic before I came to Hauza, and now I'm reading it. I have mapped out this entire book. Okay, well.
So also, we've been going to hospitals and getting checkups done, and I must say, it's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, so the hospital.
We're getting
here,
scans done for the babies and stuff.
Healthcare and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty average.
Hello. So basically, we've come from Muzaffar sonography.
Yeah, they're gonna. Yeah, check. Well, you have to pay money and then they give you one of these.
Now we're waiting for our turn.
One of these. And,
so, wait, this is the first scan. So, I've searched up online. They said they show the babies heartbeat and it's called an NT scan.
And a lady doctor checked my blood pressure and everything, said you're fine, alhamdulillah. So now we have the ijazat and the permission to get this now done.
Said I had toothache all night. Rather I slept very well.
No, you slept very well. She's a liar.
I've got some toothaches. This is the kid's room. It's pretty cool. Look at the ceiling.
Yeah, so that.
They made it nice for the kids.
So when you're sitting down in the chair, you look up and see something that hopefully won't scare you.
Okay, so, in pregnancy, let me be honest.
And
okay?
She's taking time off classes.
So, let me tell you, the first few months, yeah, it's like really, you feel really sick, and all the time you wake up with a disgusting headache and you puke, and then, oh, it's disgusting. And then sometimes, even in the afternoon, when you eat some food, you just puke, and then sometimes you don't feel like eating anything, and sometimes you feel like eating like this so much, but then sometimes you feel like having something. Remember the day I cried? I wanted chocolate cake. And he's like, what happened to you?
She just randomly burst out crying. I was like, what's wrong? Like, yeah. Are you okay? She was like, I want chocolate cake. I was like,
yeah,
all right.
So anyways, despite all that, that's like normal. All the pregnant ladies, they know, you know, but...
But the point is
if you're newly married, you know, it's...
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's completely new. And my whole perspective has changed on the Quran itself. Like, every time I open it now, it seems to be telling me something about her and it. So Allah says in the Holy Quran,
we have commanded man to be good to his parents, his mother struggled to carry him and struggled to give birth to him. His bearing and weaning took a full 30 months.
And it's just amazing. It changes the way you see women in general. I mean, that's how it's having an effect on me anyway. You start to see that, wow, they really do go through a lot to give birth to you, to raise you. It's you're disconnected from your family, that's the thing.
Yeah.
You're here on your own, and then because I'm so busy as well, Seda's spending her time in the house, I mean, it can become a lot.
What happens is, okay, for example, I don't feel like cooking sometimes, and all, but alhamdulillah, whenever I tell him to bring something from here, he brings it. I know people calling me useless now as well. Oh, she's pregnant, she's not going to Hazza, she's not doing much. Like, even work is not... I'm not working, I'm just doing sometime whenever I can, just for Hazza.
It's unfortunate that people have that
perspective. It's really bad, you know?
When people come forward and they say, oh, she's not doing anything, she's just a mom.
Do you know, just being pregnant for 9 months is like being in an act of worship? I didn't know that.
But look, the thing is, people come with this perspective and they say, oh, they only give importance or respect to a woman nowadays if she's studying in a university or if she is working. I mean, this is completely contrary to the Islamic thought. This is completely contrary to Islamic culture itself.
Definitely.
This culture is contradicting what the Quran and the Ahadith are telling us, what the Holy Prophet came to teach us.
A woman's duty as a mother is to give the breast, bringing up to her kids, you know?
But I don't understand. Isn't that what Islam said? Isn't that what Bibi Sayyidah did her entire life? She took care of the house and helped Imam Ali from home. So you're trying to say that what Ayama's wives and ladies did was something wrong? Sometimes when you come to Hazza, yeah? You notice a change in people towards you? I mean, loads of people, you know, who did like you, they don't seem to be liking you anymore.
What people complain is, you know, they say, oh, why, like, as when the kids are growing, oh, why are my kids so bad? When you don't have time for your kids to give them a good bringing up, then how do you expect them to be good? A mother, I think a mother plays an important role in giving a good bringing
very
up
important
to their kids.
And as we said in the episode before, I mean, Sayyidah's in charge of the internal affairs of our life.
I'm in charge of the external affairs. The funny thing, okay, a mother is the lady who is just trying to give a good teachings to her kids, oh, she's useless. That's what people have made it. And it makes me so angry.
This is by no means, like, we're not trying to put down ladies out there who are working. But the point is that a mother is the hardest working person in the world. You've got a full-time job. You are working not just 9 to 5, but you're working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yeah. That mother should be given the utmost respect. That mother
she
who is there with her children.
She shouldn't be degraded, you know, and being
shouldn't
said
be degraded
bad words.
At all.
That's really wrong.
She should be given the utmost respect. And if we look at the word housewife, it's a very derogatory term. I mean, it's looked at as a derogatory term, especially in the West, but also in the East as well.
Oh, you're a housewife?
You're a housewife.
Oh, you don't do anything.
Oh, she's just a housewife.
Yeah, that's what they say. And
she doesn't know anything. God forgive you for thinking in that way. The word for housewife in Arabic is a beautiful word. It's coming up on the screen right now. It translates to the queen of the house. That is what Islam came to teach us. And look, women have their roles and men have their roles. They're two different things. Men should take up the duties of providing for the family, of being out there. A woman should take up her duty of raising the kids, of looking after the kids, and taking care and taking charge of those internal affairs of the household. See, okay, but now in order to establish this in a society, in order to rejuvenate this idea of true divine gender roles in a society, it's going to work It's gonna be an effort on both parts. When a woman is upholding those duties, she gets pushed back by the society. So what would happen is, if you see a woman who's staying at home, she's looking after the kids, she's being a good Muslimah, she's teaching them how to recite Quran, she's teaching them how to be good Muslimin, she's raising them in a good way. Other people will look at this woman and be like, oh, she's not doing anything, all right? Now, what she's gonna need at this point is support from her husband. And alhamdulillah, since Sayyid has decided to take up this path, you know, I've felt nothing but, don't look at me like that, I felt nothing but more respect for her.
Because I told Muzaffar, right? Because as soon as I got pregnant, first of all, I said, Muzaffar, I want to give this kid, all my kids, inshallah, obviously, this is our first kid, I want to give him or her my time, and so that, you know, like, I want to give him the best bringing up. I don't know. I always tell him, like, I told him, Muzaffar, as soon as I got pregnant, I said, I want to leave everything, you know? And also, one thing people need to remember is, a good bringing up just doesn't start when the kid is born. It starts when you're pregnant. You need to do stuff, because they say every act of a mother affects the kids. So even if you do anything, any tiny act, wrong act maybe, not, it might not be haram also, it might be something that's not good, you know, morally, it will affect the kid.
Women have a gift, something that men could never do. And of course, upbringing is not only in the hands of the mother, the father has a significant role to play in
that
as well.
But I have a feeling that, I always think the mother plays a really important role.
So alhamdulillah, we've got the... So, I mean, as soon as we found out we were pregnant, I've got to admit, I've been worried. So when I was saying, no, you know what, I'm going to wait until we're a bit more financially stable to think about having kids, one of my friends turns around to me and he says, Muzaffar, do you think you're the one providing for this child? Or is Allah providing for this child? I was like, Allah? Allah
will
provide for
that child. Alhamdulillah, I think since we're pregnant,
when you have children, Allah increases your risk.
Yeah.
He does. Before I got married, ask my friends. I had nothing. And because we got married now, alhamdulillah, we've had to have a few updates, a few upgrades. One of them is a car. Alhamdulillah, so we have a car now.
Yeah, and then we got a few things for our
Not
house.
Not really nice car. It's,
yeah, it's,
get,
a decent
it gets
car.
Us
just
from A to B.
You don't need to get a BMW or a Mercedes, okay? You just need to get a decent car.
Basically, Muzaffar and me have been really stressed and worried and like upset about stuff.
I've been fine. I wanted to sleep. It's Friday, the only day.
Anyways, so I don't care, okay? So basically, yeah.
She wanted to wake up. Somebody's having cravings.
Okay, whatever. Ignore him, okay? So what happened is,
in-laws, my dear brothers, when you get married, or those of you who are already married, you're probably like, I feel your pain.
Okay, fine.
I'm just joking. I love my family.
It's expensive in home. Just to let you guys know, baby stuff in home is expensive.
This kind of stuff, baby stuff like cots and push chairs, prams, car seats and all these things, they're expensive in home.
Just get your parents to buy it for you guys.
Get your parents to buy it for you. That's not what we did, but find a way that you can provide for that. But one thing that we did is that we didn't buy some of this stuff
first hand.
We bought it second-hand.
If you buy something from here, then
from other halal shoes,
just get it second hand, you know, because like it really doesn't matter.
Yeah,
only the cot we bought like first hand because you were like, you know, it's the first baby and let's just buy it new, you know. But the other stuff we just bought second hand because we really didn't care.
It's good enough. Yeah, it's good enough. I mean, okay, so we I mean, we couldn't say this before because it would be a kind of hypocrisy if we said it before. But now we're going to say it. Have children. Islam has a lot of emphasis on having children. You need to have children. You're bringing about the next generation. And in fact, Ayatollah Khamenei actually says you should have at least 6 children.
He said, I can't say more than 6 because if I say more, he doesn't have more than 6, so he can't say that.
Right.
He would have said more than 6. Have more than 6 then.
Because think about it. The more children you have, the more Muslimin you bring into the world.
How are you feeling? They did all this for you, Seda?
You can find some amazing friends at Hoza, like these people, but sometimes you don't find really nice friends. So alhamdulillah, I'm lucky to have found good friends. I think after 2 years of living at home, I found some really good friends.
I can't believe it. Mashallah, we've got really good friends now.
After 2 years.
Yeah.
please, everybody out there, do pray for us and do dua for us
and for our baby
and for our child. And we're praying for you, so inshallah, keep us in your prayers always, especially in your Salatul Layl.
This episode was made especially to update you guys about our life, what's going on, what new stuff we've got, and what's going on. Yeah, and your duas.
And yeah, so do follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and social media in general. Share the video, and inshallah, we'll see you next time.
Inshallah. From my husband, Muzaffar Abbas Haider.
And from my wife, Sayyidah Fatima Ali. And from our child, whether it, I mean, if it's a boy, let's call him Muhammad. If it's a girl, let's call him Fatima. We bid you
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wherever you are.